Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
There is a Netflix series out at the moment called Lennox Hill. If you've seen it pop up, if you see the previews, it's basically a hospital in New York City, and it's filmed from last year, and it just shows how the hospitals run, how they save lives. It goes from the emergency department to the actual surgeries.
Do you see, like, because I've gone to click on it a few times when it's popped up on previews on Netflix, and I haven't clicked on it because you know how much of a weak stomach I have. Do you see surgeries? Because I can't do that.
You see a few surgeries, but you more see how the doctors and nurses work with the patients and the responsibilities they have, but also the relationships they form with their patients and the staff. It's a great series that I'd recommend anyone to watch. But last night I noticed, because I thought I'd finished the series, they'd actually uploaded a new episode, and it's continuing on, but it's from COVID. So it's called Pandemic, and it's based from March this year. And it's only 30 minutes. Most of the other episodes are longer, so you don't even have to watch the whole series. I highly, highly, highly recommend jumping ahead to go to episode 9 to watch this episode.
It doesn't give anything away of the other eps?
No, there's nothing to give away. It's a hospital.
Oh, so it's not like Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3.
You don't know the doctors as well, but you get to see firsthand a hospital working through a pandemic. And not only that, they're at the epicenter in New York City. Like, it is crazy what's going on. It opens up and it says on March 13 that the infection rate in the US state in the US is 1,259, and the US death rate is 36. And then it goes on to a bit later where it's March 25th, and that infection rate from 1,000 has gone up to 51,000. The death rate's gone from 36 to 659, and then again by May, that death rate of 659 has gone to 78,652. So you see that, but also you get to meet the patients. Now, there's one ER doctor named Mirtha, and in the original series, she's pregnant and she gives birth to her son. Come back this year, she's pregnant again, and now she's going to work in a pandemic. She cannot see her son. She cannot see her husband because they're living away from her so she can be safe. She believes she is there for a reason. She's trained her whole life. It's her duty, her obligation, she says. And this is part of the episode when she's finished one of her shifts.
I can't really talk about it. It was a long shift and it was really bad. And I'm coming home to my two wonderful dogs, but I wish I could see my son and my husband.
Well, reality, isn't
it? It's raw. She goes on to say she's only getting 2 to 3 hours sleep a night due to stress and anxiety. And it's hard because a lot of her friends are not only she's working with, but are now in the ICU. Now, I know America, they're a lot worse off than us. If we look at our cases to date here in Australia, we've got 21,713 confirmed cases and 331 deaths. So we're doing a lot better than America. But watching this just brought it so close to home to think this is what our frontline workers are going through. This is it. And I know many people go, at one stage, we have to deal with this. We're going to have to live with it. But the reason we're trying to stop the spread is because hospitals can't keep up with it. You can't. If you look at it, New York, it's unbelievable. You would not want to be over there. Here, we're very lucky. So I want to just say, anyone who's got a spare 30 minutes, it's all it is, go and watch this on Netflix, Lennox Hill, the last episode, because it is exactly what's going on in today's life.
And if you've got a spare few hours, you can watch the whole series as well.
Exactly.
Start from number one. Get invested, guys. We've got some time over the next few days. Well, maybe over the weekend as well.
I couldn't believe the emotion I felt watching that episode, but I felt it because it's happening in today's society.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.